KUOW podcasts are made possible by listener support. Become a new or renewing member today at KUOW.org.
From 94.9 KUOW Seattle, I'm Elizabeth Austin. When we're children, our loves, our allegiances tend to be simple, black and white, not a lot of nuance there. And one of the hardest things about becoming an adult can be recognizing the failings or the flaws in the things we love, and sometimes even reconciling our own complicity in those flaws. Kathleen Flanagan is our state poet laureate, and her most recent collection, Plume, is in many ways a grappling with her own childhood allegiances, specifically with Richland, the town she grew up in, and the Hanford nuclear site, where both she and her father worked. So today I have two poems for you, Museum of a Lost America and Deposition, in which Kathleen uses all the poetic means at her disposal to take a long adult look at Hanford and its legacy.
About 2 years ago, I went to the Smithsonian on a trip. I was by myself, and I looked at the American History Museum. And right across the aisle from Julia Child's kitchen is an exhibit on science and society. And I was surprised to find that day there was an entire room of stuff about Hanford. And for about an hour and a half, I just stood in that room and watched people go in and out and step up to different exhibits. I remember them looking at my high school T-shirt with the emblazoned with the bomb on it, and I watching people's reactions to this thing and that. And when I came home, I started thinking about that idea of a museum. And I wrote, this is one of the museum poems I wrote. Museum of a Lost America. I run a gloved hand over my country like a curator, ready to frame what my mother and father passed down. My country, like bolts and bolts of fine-gauged fabric, unfurled in the wind that never touched the weed and dirt, not once. And I was possessive of it, like mother love. Imagine owning in turn the four cardinal directions, orchard in bloom, crickets at dark, wheat up to the ridge, fence line in snow. Now I practice saying, I've confused the landscape for my country and my country for the landscape, and add it to my losses, my sheep-like devotion to my shepherd that I've kept as long as I could. My country of heroes, country of Lincoln, country of fallen soldiers who didn't need to ask what America is, country of short memory, glass surfaces, and fingerprints easily wiped off, country of bombs bursting, anthems and fireworks, hand on my heart. Please advise, should I hang portraits of my mother and father in this hall? They're lost. They've taught me this love. But how it would hurt them to see it soiled. I know somehow it's my failure, my fault, that my own country betrayed me. Oh, beautiful, I will not stop. I'll cling to any shred of America remaining, like a monkey taken from her mother and clinging to a mother made of cloth.
That's Kathleen Flanagan reading Museum of a Lost America from her collection Plume. And here she introduces her poem, Deposition.
So in February 3rd, 2000, the Department of Energy asked workers from Hanford to come forward and tell publicly about their health problems. And that was the first time that they had ever done such a thing. And my friend Carolyn was there, and she told me about it. And it was from that conversation I had with Carolyn that I wrote this poem. Deposition. I wasn't there. I'd packed my car with houseplants years ago, confident my rawhide neighbors would change their camper's oil, mow and edge their lawns like always, street after street of Hanford workers who'd moved 30 years ago from West Virginia or Pennsylvania or Tennessee for a job, no saying what it was, for a prefab landscaped with white rocks, for their kids grown up like me, for their wives, hair freshly done, comparing prices at Safeway. You know one, You know them all, I said at 25, and moved away, brushed off the dust, and breathed in the liberal city. So I wasn't there when one by one they rose, walked stiffly up the aisle in the Federal Building auditorium. And yet I see them clearly, the same bastards who grinned when schoolgirls strolled by, who flirted with John Birch and hunted pheasant and owned their stools at the cinderblock taverns downtown, whose sons and daughters would appear at school sometimes with bruises on their arms. Carolyn was there to testify, and even she can't explain how anybody there met anybody else's eyes. It must have choked their throats like rotting meat, admitting to cancers and hothouse flower blood diseases, each a different suffering. How did they stand on stage and say what nobody could say aloud? And the ones who came but couldn't speak, it's killing to think of, even now. Every one of them ashamed for falling ill the way the anti-nuke fanatics said we would, who've never known shit about anything, who've never understood us, and never will.
That's Kathleen Flenikan reading her poem, Deposition. Earlier we heard Museum of a Lost America. Both poems are from Plume, her collection published in 2012 by the University of Washington Press. You'll find more about State Poet Laureate Kathleen Flenikan, as well as her collection Plume, at our website, kuow.org. Search for the keyword poetry. From 94.9 KUOW Seattle, I'm Elizabeth Austin.
Thanks for listening. The program you just heard was made possible by the financial support of our listeners. Support this program and others like it by making a pledge today at kuow.org.